today. State lawmakers in Austin want criminal appeals, want science to have a more effective role in criminal appeals. KPFT local news reporter Jacob Santillan is live in the studio with more.
Marlo, legislators in the State House and Senate have introduced bills to make it easier to appeal a conviction based on faulty science. Houston Democratic State Senator John Whitmire wants a statute passed that would allow Texas courts to overturn convictions in cases where the forensic science that originally led to the verdict has changed. A companion bill was filed in the State House by Houston Democratic Representative Sylvester Turner. A similar bill passed the state Senate in 2009, but it was pulled from the House agenda during the fight over the state's voter ID law. Innocence Project of Texas attorney and KPFT's Execution Watch contributor Jeff Blackburn says unclear legal doctrine and conflicting rulings make such legislation necessary.
The law right now is extremely unclear. We have cases going all different directions. We have a court of criminal appeals that is simply not willing to take Texas into the 21st century. They're really not willing to take us into the 20th century yet on this area. And this is a way to catch up the law and science together. The confusion that exists right now in the law, a confusion that's that goes up to the highest level of our court system with the Court of Criminal Appeals, is such that nobody really knows where they stand. I mean, it's unclear whether you can get somebody out on this basis or not. The DAs have kept saying, and they've been saying this for years, oh, the law is fine, this would just be unnecessary. Baloney. We need to update the law to meet the science, and that's what this is really all about.
Blackburn says the state of arson science has been historically poor. He says despite the great advances that have been made in the past years, questionable arson convictions still occur, and that's the reason the legislation is still needed.
The best example of this right now is the one that we're working on very hard, and that's arson. We know at the time that Cameron Todd Willingham was convicted, the state of arson science was not anywhere near it is now. Actually, a bunch of experiments that should have been made had never been made. A few years ago, some of the best experts in the country literally built houses and set them on fire to see what would happen. They were able to do that for the first time, and it's kind of unbelievable that that had never really been done before. And they documented their findings very carefully. They submitted them to peer review. And the result is that now we know that a lot of the things that we used to say indicated arson, like, for example, so-called alligatoring of wood or patterns on concrete, are no longer valid indicators of that. There are people in prison who were put there on the word of an expert who said that those things showed arson, when in fact now we know that they do not show arson.
The bill is with the Senate Criminal Justice Committee for further consideration. Execution Watch, hosted by Ray Hill, airs at 6 p.m. on any day a Texas inmate is scheduled to be put to death. Live in the studio, Jacob Santillan, KPFT, local news.
And, you know, Execution Watch is one of those shows that is so amazing because only KPFT has this electronic vigil. We are the only people who have said enough is enough. They have brought in a show that they bring on. If we can't get you on the FM dial, you can always listen to it on the HD dial. And that's right?
Right, Marla. You will not find the show, to my knowledge, anywhere else on the dial.
And the amazing experts. I can't believe you got Jeff Blackburn. That's just, you know, and you just picked up the phone and got him, right?
Sometimes that's all it takes. And I'm very grateful to Mr. Blackburn for talking with me. And he also wanted to say hi to Mr. Ray Hill.